words of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am Father Scott, your host, and I'm on my way back from Jamaica to where I live in Chicago, so I'm at the airport. That's why it's a bit noisy right now. But I'll be preaching to you today about the resurrection. The reading is from the Gospel of Luke. The disciples recounted what had taken place along the way and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish, and he took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." Thus ends the reading. We have some lovely, important things here. I just want to touch briefly on a few of them. First, the resurrection is of us. Bodily resurrection. Not just an idea in God's mind, but we will have life. We'll be able to touch things, eat things. A true life in the resurrection. That's amazing. And then, we'll still have questions even there. Jesus says, "Why do you question?" Well, we'll have them, but he can open our minds in heaven. We'll be able to have answers to our questions, which for me will probably bring up even more questions, but that's fine. I'll have eternity to work through them and not just stuck, but understanding and living these answers out. It will be grand. And I think that's the point, that in the resurrection we see what will be. We have only a glimpse, but it will be grand, and it will be life, and it will be like this life, but more so, better, amazing. So, something to look forward to, something to hold on to, something to help us out on a bad day. I hope you're having a good day, and I hope that these thoughts of mine make it even a wee bit better. God bless you.